Welcome to the FSC Minute. I am Nadine Newsom. Today, we explore anti-money laundering and its implications for the FSC-regulated sectors. And joining me is Laurice Edwards-Brown, Director of Investigations and Enforcement at the FSC. Welcome to the FSC Minute, Laurice.
Thank you so much, Nadine.
Laurice, what is the responsibility of employees conducting financial transactions as it relates to reporting a suspicious transaction?
Employees of a financial institution should pay particular attention to complex and unusually large transactions and unusual transactional patterns. This type of assessment requires judgment. And if an employee believes a transaction is suspicious, it is better to report it to the compliance officer, who will then make a determination on whether or not to file a report with the Financial Investigations Division. If funds are suspected to be the proceeds of criminal activity, it should be reported immediately to the compliance officer before completing the transaction.
My financial institution requested information relating to my source of income, proof of address, TRN, and other personal information. Why was all of this necessary?
This information is necessary for financial institutions. They need to know the identity of their customers. This information is also important for financial institutions to determine whether there is a basis to suspect money laundering or terrorist financing. If a person or organization is identified as or associated with a terrorist, no transaction should be processed for these persons or institutions. The information is also essential for the compliance officer to assess whether an internal report has merit.
I understand that there are also procedures called Know Your Employee. How does this relate to money laundering?
Know Your Employee policies and procedures are a critical component of any program developed to counteract money laundering, as sometimes the employees are the means through which criminal activities are perpetrated. Know Your Employee policies and procedures requires that before the employer or the employee relationship begins, the employer takes the necessary steps to verify the credentials of prospective employees. This means that at a minimum, the employers should go through the rigorous process of verifying the references of prospective employees. They should also check that the academic qualifications are authentic. So they should also substantiate gaps in resumes and conduct background checks. It should also be noted that continuous screening should be conducted on current employees.
Thank you, Laurice. My guest today was Laurice Edwards-Brown, Director of Investigations and Enforcement at the FSC. For the FSC Minute, I am Nadine Newsom.
Pension plans offered by registered companies could be your only source of income after you retire. Talk to a registered pension plan provider and start saving towards your retirement. Your retirement planning tip, brought to you by the Financial Services Commission.
Hey, my name is Carolyn Brown. Now, you know the old adage, it takes a village to raise a child. Well, it's so true, as parenting is one of the most important jobs there is. So whether you're the biological parent, grandparent, guardian, or even an aunt, uncle, or community member, you have a role to play. Our children all deserve to be loved and protected. If you encounter challenges with parenting, don't be afraid to get help. Seeking help doesn't make you a bad parent. By seeking help, you're seeking a better way.
This message was brought to you by the Office of the Children's Advocate.
The proceeding was brought to you in time allowed for government broadcasts.